on the ABC Listen app, your smart speaker,
and on your radio.
This is ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
You're with Paula Verhoeven, filling in for Lisa Leong.
If you have pets that shed fur and you have bags of the stuff, guess what? You could be rich. That's not technically true, but you might have something you can do with all that fur beyond just binning it. Marion Wheatland, pet fur conservator, has a unique business and a unique set of skills, and she's got a great way to make the most of your pet's fur rather than just having it sticking to your jumper and coating the backseat of your car. By collecting it up, she can turn your furry friend's fluff into jumpers, cushions, and more. Marion, thanks for being here.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, listeners.
It is lovely to have you here. Now, look, this process of yours involves spinning. Let's start with the basics. What is spinning?
Spinning is taking the actual fiber and processing it by hand so that it goes into the spinning wheel. The fiber goes into the spinning wheel in a spiral, and that spiral gives its strength. And then when you've got, when you've filled one bobbin with one lot of fiber and another bobbin with another lot of fiber, you twist them together the other way, and that makes the yarn structurally sound, and then you can do your knitting and crochet and everything with it. So it's just a matter of putting the fiber into the wheel and it'll spiral in, and the yarn results from that.
Okay, so let's say you've got a dog with, you know, hair or fur, but it's not very long. Can you spin short fur, or does it have to be sort of long, luscious, you know, I'm thinking?
No, because it has to spiral into the wheel, it has to have a certain length.
Right.
Anything shorter than 50 millimeters, which is as long as your thumb, anything shorter than 50 millimeters is really difficult to spin for two reasons. Firstly, when the fiber is short, it might twist only once or twice, which means it doesn't get the full twist as it's going into the wheel. And the fiber, the yarn, will end up being prickly,
right,
which is no good for anything. When the fiber is long enough, it twists 4, 5, 6 times, and it makes a nice smooth line, and all the rough ends are tucked into the rest of the fiber. The other reason why short fiber isn't good, because when it does go into the yarn, into the long line, the other fibers in the line don't have anything to hold on to.
Right.
So when you have your short fiber and you try and make a yarn out of it, it'll end up fluffing and fluffing away just as much as your dog does in the first place.
So,
it'll shed.
So, okay, I guess I need to rewind a little bit, Marion, and ask you, how did you start doing this? How did this begin?
What, the dog fur spinning or just spinning in general?
Oh, no, dog fur spinning, although I guess if you're spinning at a spinning wheel and your dog's shedding, you might put one and two, you know, you might actually make that leap.
Well, but people do. It's amazing.
So,
I first started spinning dog fur when I was asked. This lady came into where I was teaching spinning, and she said, "Can you spin my dog?" And I said, "Well, come back when the dog's fur is a little bit longer." And she did, and I've been spinning ever since.
So what did you make?
The idea has caught on.
Right. But when she did this, did you think she was, and what was your honest reaction?
Oh, well, I enjoy a challenge.
Ah, there we go. Yep, okay. Yep, we are one of us. Excellent.
Is that not the answer you wanted, Paul?
No, look, you're like me. I think that's a very relatable impulse. So how long have you been doing this for?
Well, coming up for 10 years now.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow.
I go off and I do different events, like I'm coming up for the Frankston Pet Day in October.
Mm-hmm.
I do a lot of the council-run pet days around the city. I've done dog lovers in the city. I've done all sorts of different markets where I go and I sit with my spinning wheel and I spin. And if a long-haired dog passes by who looks like they might be a likely candidate, I pass the brush to the owner and I do a little bit of spinning for them with their own dogs for right there on the spot.
Wow.
And it gives them something to think about, whether or not they wanted something else done.
Yeah, that's definitely give me something to think about. So what kinds of pet hair is obviously a variable thing. You get a Lassa Apso, you could basically make a cape, but what can be spun? What are the best types of dog hair?
Oh, well, I have actually a list here in front of me. There must be about 40 different dog breeds that I've done.
Wow.
Excellent ones are Afghan, Bernese Mountain Dog,
mm-hmm.
Riard, Chow, Finnish Lapland is especially nice. German and Japanese Spitz are excellent ones too.
Oh.
Golden Retriever is one of my favorites.
Classic, yeah.
Kazond is also very, very excellent. I really appreciate doing Kazond too. I don't know if anybody knows, Kazonds are gray. They're fluffy like Samoyeds, but they're gray and they have black points, which means black face and black feet.
Mm-hmm.
It's an excellent fiber. Leonberger is also very good. I've done Newfoundland, and I have an order of Old English Sheepdog I'm doing at the moment.
Oh,
Pekingese, which really surprised me. It was a really nice fiber. It seemed to spin itself. Samoyed, of course, is probably my most popular one.
Right.
Swedish Lapland is also very good. And Tibetan Mastiff.
I know those.
Tibetan Mastiffs, they're huge dogs.
Enormous.
They produce stacks of fiber. And in your interview, you said you might be something rich. You might not be rich, but you'll certainly be warm.
Yeah, although I do have a question for you. How do pets feel about this? Because, I mean, could you make a jumper for a dog from its own fur? Because if I was wearing a jumper from my own hair, I'm pretty sure I'd be creeped out.
The lady who first asked me to do something for her, her dog, she was wearing I made her a vest. And she was wearing the vest as she went out to the car. And you should have seen the look on her dog's face. She was thinking, how can I be in two places at once?
Oh, does that mean...
It doesn't matter how much you wash the fiber. The dogs still smell like... The dogs can still smell themselves, the dog fur, even though we can't because it's washed.
Right, okay.
And, it confused him terribly. But I don't think I've ever done a garment for an actual dog of his own fur. I don't think I've done that.
I think, just some sort of doggy tuxedo or something. You mentioned the scent sticking around, but if people have allergies, I'm assuming turning the fur into a garment doesn't remove the allergenic properties, does it?
Well, it depends on what they're allergic to. I think most people are allergic to the dandruff, the right. dander, the skin flakes that come off. That comes off with the washing.
Okay.
But if they're allergic to the actual fiber itself, then I'm not sure how you'd overcome that. I know when people wear wool, they can be allergic to wool, but wool is different because it has lanolin in it. It also has different fiber diameters. My mom couldn't wear anything wool because the lanolin was a chemical reaction for her. But if it's just an irritation in the skin, that means that the fiber that you're using, the diameter of the fiber is smaller than the pores of your skin, which means when you wear the fiber, it sticks into the pores of your skin, and that's what gives you the irritation. That can be fixed by using a fiber that is a larger fiber diameter, so it sits on the surface of your skin, not sticking into the pores. I don't know that that really applies so much with dog fur, although they do have various fiber diameters. I send samples up to Riverina Wool Testers in New South Wales, and they send me back all the statistics for the fibers. So there are different... You're laughing.
No, I think it's really... I think this is so wholesome and practical and excellent. I'm laughing because I love the idea of people getting samples of dog hair, and I just think this whole thing is so lovely. Although, Marion, we only have time for one more question, but I have to ask, how do the dogs feel about this?
I have no idea how the dogs feel about this. I know some dogs like brushing.
Oh, right.
And they're fabulous with that. But the dogs that don't like brushing, I don't think they're really all that very keen.
I have to say, I love this idea. I think it's an excellent solution for a problem of excess that many people have, especially pet owners. But I am going to be very leery next time I'm at the barber's just to make sure they're not secretly grabbing my stuff and making money off it.
I have done human hair, too.
Okay, well, look, that's a whole other conversation. But Marion, listen, we need to run. But thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm always happy to promote dog fur spinning. Thank you.
Magical. That's a pet fur conservator, Marion Wheatland, there.